At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
All right, this week on the PGA Tour is the Rocket Mortgage Classic, and I am going to do some picks for you. Minnesota Tim put together some head-to-head matchups for me, and I'm gonna pick them up right here. Now, I want to review my record, by the way. 4-0 at the U.S. Open was the last tournament I picked. That puts me at 61% winning for the year. 47-30-4 is my current record on the head-to-head matchups. 60%, 61%. I feel pretty good about that. You know, you're not going to pick them all for sure, but you make some money picking that 61%. I like the head-to-head matchups. I don't necessarily like picking who's going to win the tournament, although I didn't really go out on a limb, but I had Jon Rahm to win the U.S. Open. And that was, you know, based on, well, quite a few factors, but not the least of which was his recent form and the horses for courses theory, which are two big things that you got to look at, I think, in betting. I mean, really, there's a few things that I'll look at whenever I'm thinking about placing some golf bets. And all of them have, you know, probably equal weight, to be honest with you. Recent form is obviously something you got to look at. I mean, how has a player played recently? Because golf goes in spurts. I mean, it just does. I mean, you know, one of my favorite quotes that I use for people when they tell me how good they're playing is I tell them to make sure they enjoy it because it's only temporary. And it is. I mean, when you play well at golf and you kind of think you got it figured out, and then the next thing you know, you don't have it figured out. So everybody who plays, with the exception of back in the day, Tiger Woods, would just run a stretch of good golf, and then, you know, it kind of tails off, and then you got to regroup and come back again. And, you know, even number one players like Dustin Johnson has, you know, now he's lost his number one ranking, but, you know, he's tailed off a little. But if you think he's like done or not going to play good, I mean, you know, he may be the one that wins the FedEx Cup at the end of the year. I mean, he may just, you know, win two playoff events and boom, that's it. He's FedEx Cup champion. I mean, that could very, very well happen. But you got to look at recent form for sure. All right. The other thing that I'll look at is, as I said, the horses for courses. I mean, you have to pay attention to horses for courses. You know, Jon Rahm at the U.S. Open, he loves Torrey Pines, okay? You know, when Tiger won at Torrey Pines so many times. He loves Torrey Pines. Tiger loved to play at Memorial. He loved to play at Firestone. He loved to play at Bay Hill. And, you know, the odds of him winning, you know, back in the day with Tiger, the odds were very, very high that he was going anywhere he played, but they were extremely high if he was going to play at a course that he had previous success on. So you got to pay attention to that. I mean, look at John Rahm at Memorial. He should, you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda. That was his tournament. You know, I had to withdraw from with COVID with a 6-shot lead. That was his tournament. But once again, horses for courses. He plays good at Memorial. And who ends up winning? Patrick Cantlay, who's won there before. And who'd he beat? Colin Morikawa, who's won there before. He didn't win the Memorial, but he won the other tournament they played, the Workday, when they played there, you know, as a, you know, extra tournament. They played there twice last year. So anyway, that is something you got to look at. How does a player play a certain golf course? And everybody that's listening today knows that you play certain golf courses better than other golf courses. I mean, they're just, you know, there's some hole or some list of holes that you just don't play well at a certain course, and that ruins your whole score. There's some tee shot that you don't like that doesn't fit your eye, and it's extremely penal, and that gets you every time at that golf course or has a chance of getting you at that golf course. Certain golf courses, you like the texture of the greens and the speed of the greens, and other golf courses you don't. Some golf courses, you know, have more holes curving to the right than curving to the left, and you tend to fade the ball. Other golf courses have more holes curving to the left, and you draw the ball, so they're in your favor. You know, golf courses might have pin placements that just get you, but other golf courses don't. Maybe they put the pins, you know, on the tough pins are on the right-hand side, but they're all on short iron holes, and you're okay with that. And then, you know, the tough pins are on the left-hand side, and maybe you don't draw the ball well with your longer club. So those are tough. You know, there's just certain factors that you see on golf courses that make, you know, a golf course more favorable to a certain player, and they're gonna play good there. Now, a lot of the touring pros will play at all the golf courses that they like. You know, that's just smart going. I mean, you know, don't keep showing up at places where you haven't had success. It's why for many years Tiger wouldn't play at Riviera. I mean, he liked the golf course and, you know, loves the area, but he just didn't play good there. You know, why go there when you could go someplace where you just have a history of playing good? So you have to look at the horses for courses. I have to look at the statistics and see what that player's stats look like and what important statistics are at a certain golf course, or will there be at a certain golf course? For instance, I mean, you know, people say this is a second shot golf course. You hear that a lot. Okay, then find somebody who's really good at strokes gained approach shot to the green. This is a golf course where you have to hit it in a fairway. Okay, find somebody that's really good on strokes gained off the tee, and maybe really good at driving accuracy. This one of the big stats that the gamblers look at in golf is they pay a lot of attention to driving. They'll give that more weight than putting. But when I look at it, and especially if I'm doing head-to-head matchups, I got to see, okay, what is this person's strength? What is the other person's strength? What's this person's weakness? What's the other person's weakness? And how does it all match up on the golf course? So that's the thought process that I always use. And that has just pointed me in a direction. Just follow that thought process, and you know, you're right 61% of the time. You know, there you go. It's really, really that simple. Now, you gotta do some research. You gotta do some studying. But once you do that, then you know, it's pretty clear. It's pretty clear which way to go. Now, there's going to be upsets. There's going to be players that just have a great week. There's going to be other players that you know, should have done good and could have done good and would have done good, but they didn't do good. And that just happens. You know, that's the way it goes. But I'll get to my picks here at the Rocket Mortgage. One of the first things though that came to mind is I saw on Twitter, Patrick Reed's caddy made a comment, and this caught my eye. He said, the rough is really penal. All right. When the rough is really penal, you got to find somebody that's going to hit it in a fairway and or somebody that can get it out of the rough. And that's one of the reasons why when you hit the ball a long way and you have an advantage, because now you're hitting a short iron. And when you're hitting a short iron out of deep rough, you can at least get it up on or near the green. And if you're in the rough and back there with a six iron, you're in trouble. So that's something that I'm thinking about at this Rocket Mortgage Classic. I'm thinking about somebody that can, put the ball out there a long way off the tee or in the fairway. One of the two is what it's got to be. All right, let me tell you about a special offer, my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. Go to voodoopainrelief.com, get your free 2-week supply. If you haven't already done it, go there and get it. If you've got arthritis pain, this is the product that will help you. Topical cream, and it works absolutely fantastic. And you can try it for free. It's your free 2-week supply at voodoopainrelief.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Okay, the first matchup that Minnesota Tim gave me this week, I don't know what he was thinking here. He is a huge Matthew Wolff fan, because Matthew Wolff won the 3M Open up in Minnesota, so that makes him Tim's favorite player. He's matching Matthew Wolff up against Bryson DeChambeau. Now, Matthew Wolff has had some issues, and we've heard about it on TV. Had some, first off, his golf game is not great. His swing is not great. You know, I know it's his swing. I know he owns it. I know it's this or that. But what it mainly isn't statistically is it isn't good statistically. That's just the bottom line. All right. So Tim has Matthew Wolff matched up against Bryson DeChambeau. Okay. Matthew Wolff's also obviously had the issues that everybody keeps talking about, which, you know, he's had some mental issues. I mean, he, you know, has struggled with being young and being on the PGA Tour. And that's, you know, and he's, and thankfully he's doing a lot better, and he had a really nice U.S. Open, you know, ended up finishing, what did he finish the U.S. Open? 15th at the U.S. Open. I mean, it was, but he was right there, had a chance, but had a smile on his face. And you know, that was nice to see. And, you know, he's, you know, kind of back in the game, kind of, sort of back in the game. Missed the cut last week at the Travelers. So, you know, not totally back in the game, but a little bit back in the game. 32nd in the world. He's got Matthew Wolf matched up against Bryson DeChambeau. Okay. Bryson DeChambeau is the sixth player in the world, sixth ranked. He's, you know, defending champion at this event. The Rocket Mortgage bombs away, hit it all over the place. Now Matthew Wolf hits it a long way too. But the difference is, here's Matthew Wolf is a long hitter. Okay. He's 174th in strokes gained off the tee. That means he doesn't know where it's going. He knows it's going long, but other than that, he doesn't know where it's going. Now he's been better of late. He could find it at the U.S. Open, but he finished second at the Rocket Mortgage. Bryson DeChambeau won. So, you know, horses for courses, you could say, okay, that's a wash. But let's look at the statistics with Bryson DeChambeau. First off the tee, tee to green, he's fifth. And Matthew Wolf is 174th off the tee, and strokes gained tee to green, he's 160th. All right. Missed a cut in his last tournament, and Bryson DeChambeau finished 19th. So there you go. I mean, that this is an absolute no-brainer. You'd have to pay a big price if you're betting this in Vegas. I'd pay the price. I'll take Bryson DeChambeau, and that one should be an absolute layup. And you know what? You'd probably have to pay a big price for that, and I'd pay the big price because you can't go any other way on that one. All right, the second matchup we've got is Patrick Reed and Webb Simpson. Okay, this one is a little bit more difficult to pick. Horses for courses. Patrick Reed missed a cut here last year, tied for fifth the year before. Webb Simpson tied for eighth last year. So horses for courses. You know, I mean, how do you rate that? I mean, they both had good finishes here, but recently Patrick Reed didn't. I don't know. I don't give Webb Simpson too much of an edge there because Patrick Reed has played this course well. So I'm gonna kind of wash that one out when I look at it. Okay, let's look at how they've done the last three events. Memorial, Patrick Reed fifth, 19th at the U.S. Open, 25th at the Travelers. Webb Simpson, 9th at Heritage, 30th at the PGA, missed the cut at the U.S. Open. All right, missed the cut at the U.S. Open. Anybody can miss the cut at the U.S. Open. But you got to give recent form to Patrick Reed. I like Webb Simpson. I like his game. I like the way he plays. When I heard this year, Webb Simpson say that when he goes home, he doesn't practice a lot, that he just tries to be efficient with his practice. I don't know. That just struck me wrong. Like ever since I heard that, I've been watching him, his finishes, and they just, you know, it hasn't been good. He's 15th in the world now. He was top 10. His statistics, you know, he's a great iron player. Last year, he was top 10 strokes gained, approach shots, and he's 58th now. He was one of the best putters last year. You know, he was top 10. This year he's 20th. Okay, so that's not as good. Strokes gained tee to green, he's 36th. It hasn't been as good for him. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Now Patrick Reed is, you know, not the greatest of ball strikers. Not long, but neither is Webb Simpson. Patrick Reed off the tee is 86. So, you know, Simpson is 80th. I mean, that's kind of a wash there. And they both hit at the same distance, so they can't overpower the rough. The thing about Patrick Reed is that when I guarantee you, when he goes home, he does not just practice a little bit. he is so dedicated to trying to be a better player. You can like Patrick Reed, you can dislike him, whatever. I mean, people have their opinions about Patrick Reed, but I'm going to tell you what he will always give you what he's got. He will give it 100%, and he desperately wants to be better. Desperately wants to be better. I mean, he really wants to be better. And you know what? He is improving. His strokes gained tee to green is better. He's 25th on the tour, strokes gained tee to green. He's one of the best putters on the tour. He's 8th in putting and 25th in strokes gained tee to green. When neither play, I don't think either one of these guys is going to win the tournament. I just think that Patrick Reed is a player that it's hard to bet against if you're looking at just, if he finishes 20th, that's, you know, I think that's probably good enough to win this bet. Head up against Webb Simpson. And I think Patrick Reed will do that. So I'm going Patrick Reed on that one. That's my second pick right there. All right. If you want to get better golf, you got to improve your statistics. And the way you do it is having a plan to get better. So go to HaneyUniversity.com and register for my free instructional videos that go out on a daily basis, and you'll be on the list and you'll be getting the videos and you'll get some help that you can apply to your golf game. But start that plan with fixing your big miss, whatever your big miss is. And you can get some help doing that at HaneyUniversity.com. Free, the instructional videos, all you have to do is sign up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
All right, next matchup. This is Hideki Matsuyama against Jason Kokrak. Hideki Matsuyama ranked 18th in the world, Jason Kokrak 24th. Hideki Matsuyama obviously won the Masters. Jason Kokrak has won two tournaments in his career, but the last one was to Charles Schwab. He did miss the cut at the U.S. Open. So that's not, a great recent form. Matsuyama finished 26th at the U.S. Open. Matsuyama 62nd at the Memorial and 29th or 23rd at the PGA. Recent form you know, you'd give it to Kokrak, except he missed a cut at the U.S. Open. But anything that happens at the U.S. Open, I always kind of take with a grain of salt, because it's just one of those tournaments where you just never, never know. Okay, how about history at this course, Horses for Courses? Kokrak played there one time, 2019. He finished 29th. Matsuyama's played twice. He finished 21st last year and 13th the year before. Probably give him the edge, you know, a little bit of the edge. Played the course more, had two finishes better than Kokrak's one finish. So I would probably give him the edge in that category, but not like, you know, not a huge edge, but I'll give him some edge. Okay, let's look at the statistics. Off the tee is a big thing. And off the tee, Matsuyama is 51st. Jason Kokrak, longer hitter, he's 22nd. You know, Bryson DeChambeau won here, bombing it away. Kokrak can send it. Big guy, hits it a long way. He can gouge it out of the rough. He'll be in the rough maybe, but he can gouge it out of there. So I give a little edge there to Jason Kokrak. All right, putting. Jason Kokrak is second on the tour in putting this year. This is the reason he has done what he's done. And he's, you know, I mean, he's right there with it. You know, I mean, he's right there with a chance. I mean, he plays good the last, few tournaments here. I mean, he could find himself on the Ryder Cup team. He's been somebody who's seriously improving. And that putting statistic is big. Hideki Matsuyama is one of those players that I put in a category of very good player, great player, whatever. He has putted good enough to win one major. That would be Sergio Garcia has putted good enough to win one major. Adam Scott has putted good enough to win one major. Justin Rose has putted good enough to win one major. You know, I mean, there's players that putt good enough to win one major. Hideki Matsuyama in that category. Hideki Matsuyama is 176th in putting on the PGA Tour. Jason Kokrak is second. Kokrak's a longer hitter. They both have done about the same at this course. You know, Hideki Matsuyama is the higher ranked player at 18th, but Kokrak's 24th. I'm going Jason Kokrak on this pick right here, and that one I feel pretty good about right there. All right, the last matchup we've got is Will Zalatoros against Joaquin Niemann. Okay, Will Zalatoros versus Joaquin Niemann. All right, now. You look at these two players, and they are pretty similar players, in stature, okay? I mean, how they're built, okay? I guess that's where the comparison is that I'm trying to make. And I right away, I'm looking for, okay, does one guy hit it forever? Because this is a good course for hit it forever. Because Bryson DeChambeau did great there. You know, bomb it away, play it out of the rough. Okay, well, neither one of these guys plays that way, okay? That's not their game, okay? So how do they play? They are trying to be more consistent with their ball striking, and where do they match up together? Okay, off the tee, Zalatoros, 34th, Joaquin Niemann, 12th. Okay, give the edge to Niemann. Approach shot to the green, Zalatoros, 3rd. Niemann, 43rd. Okay. Give the edge to Zalatoros. Around the green, Zalatoros is not a great putter. He's just not. Okay. So, and he's not a great chipper either. Okay. But Niemann is not great around the green either. He's 136th around the green. Zalatoros is 85th. All right. And Zalatoros, 134th in putting. Niemann, 32nd. All right. Tee to green, Zalatoros, 9th. Niemann, 27th. Okay, ball striking, you got to give the edge to Zalatoros. Putting, give the edge to Niemann. Let's look at the recent history. Sal Toros, 8th at the PGA, 56th at Charles, or 59th at Charles Schwab, missed the cut at the U.S. Open. Neiman missed the cut at Memorial, 31st U.S. Open, 36th at Travelers. Okay, this one to me is a little bit of a toss-up. Neiman, 5th in his one time at the Rocket Mortgage, 2019, he finished 5th, and Sal Toros has never played here. Here's the thing. When someone hasn't played a golf course, it's hard for me to go with them. I just feel like that is a big, big disadvantage. Now, I mean, this could come out, you know, and Sal Toros could, you know, dust him off. And I like Sal Toros. I like his game, too. I don't like when somebody's never played a course before. It just, there's so many things you learn. And that, you know what you learn when you play a golf course? Number one thing that you learn is where not to hit the ball. Like everybody, it's funny when you go play a golf course and like if you ever have a caddy and the caddy says, this is where you want to hit it. This is where you want to hit it here, hit it here, hit it here. This is where you want to hit it on this hole. This is where you want to hit it on this hole. That's not how a good player thinks. A good player doesn't think about, I mean, any good player can see that. You can stand on the tee if you're a good player and you can see, okay, this is where I want to hit it. What you want to know and what you learn when you play a golf course is where you don't want to hit it. In other words, can I reach the bunker on the right? Can I reach the bunker on the left? Can I clear that water from here? If I bomb it straight right here, do I still have a shot? If I pull it straight left here, do I still have a shot? That's what you learn when you play a golf course, and that's what a good player wants to know. A good player wants to know, where is my margin for error? Is it better to miss long? Is it better to miss short? Is it better to miss left? Is it better to miss right? You can see when you stand on a tee where you're supposed to hit the ball. But what you can't necessarily see on the tee, and you don't know until you've played the hole, and you don't know, you know, frankly, totally know until you've played it a few times and hit it a few different spots, but you learn where to miss the ball. Okay, I want to hit it, you know, at the pin on the left-hand side of the green, but if I'm going to miss, where do I want the ball to go? And then you shade your play to that particular spot. Learning where to go is not hard to do. I mean, that is not hard to do at all. You know, this is one of the reasons, like when they have these qualifyings, okay, they have qualifying for the U.S. Open. They have PGA Tour qualifying for the U.S. Open. I'm just going to give you an example here. Or a four-spot qualifying. They have, you know, you got four spots every week. And anybody can go qualify, and you qualify, you make it into a PGA Tour event. That's not an invitational. All right. Great players can go play those qualifyings blind. Like they can show up and they've never played the course before, and they can go play those qualifyings. Okay, why is that? Because In those qualifying, all you have to have is your caddy has to be able to tell you where to go. See, in those qualifying, you got to shoot lights out. Four spot qualifying, you got to shoot 5, 6, 7 under to make it. Well, you don't have to worry about where you're missing it, because if you miss it, you're not going to make it anyways. You know, you're not trying to make a decent score and maybe make it up tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. It's either you shoot 7 under or you don't. So just tell me where I'm supposed to go. If I don't go there, what difference does it make? Whether I miss by 1 or miss by 5, doesn't matter. It makes a difference if you're trying to make the cut the next day. It doesn't make a difference if you're playing an 18-hole qualifying. Same thing with the U.S. Open qualifying. You got 36 holes in one day. You got to play great. And, you know, missing it in a certain spot isn't going to get you to the number you need to get to. You have to have a good day. So all you need is somebody to tell you where to go. But when you're playing in a PGA Tour event and you're going to play, you know, at least 2 rounds and hopefully 4 rounds, you have to know, where are the percentages in my favor? It's all a percentage game. Where are the percentages in my favor? What's my percentage chance of getting it up and in from this bunker versus that bunker? What's my percentage chance of getting it up and in if the pin's on the left and I miss short right versus if I miss long left or short left? And, you know, they might not know the exact percentages, although some players I've met do know the exact percentages. I mean, they know exactly what the percentage is from getting it up and in on the right bunker from the, with the right pin. I mean, I heard Brent Snedeker talk about this one day. He said, the pin's on the right on the first hole of Pebble Beach and you hit it in the right bunker, you can only get it up and in 14% of the time. I'm like, oh, my God. Guy knows all that. But even if you don't know the exact statistic, the pros know it instinctively, but they only know it from playing the course. Okay, that information doesn't do you a lot of good if you're playing an 18-hole qualifying and you just got to shoot lights out. But most of the time it does. At PGA Tour events, it does. You have to play the course more. And it's one of the distinct disadvantages that young players have is that they haven't played the course, you know, very much at all. So if you take a player that's played the course a lot, it had good success there versus a player who hasn't played the course. Oh my gosh, that's a huge advantage. A huge advantage. Now, Neiman hasn't played there a lot, but he's played there more than Zalatoris. So I'm going to take Joaquin Neiman on that last pick. All right. We'll see how I do this week. And I'd probably, if you are looking for some bets to make, follow me, 61% for the year. You'll do all right. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Follow me on Twitter @HankHaney. Email your questions to HankHaneyGolf@Outlook.com. Get your free offers, Voodoo Pain Relief Cream, VoodooPainRelief.com, and HaneyUniversity.com for my instructional videos. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hank Haney Podcast. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.